척.
Guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction. This is episode 282. Yeah?
No, wait, isn't it 280?
No?
I think so.
Hold okay, on. We're gonna check.
Look at us, guys. Look at us. It might be 281.
Or 282.
Mm-mm. I don't get no reception, fucking, so... I can't even see shit. It's so annoying.
Hold on. It's 282, like I thought.
Is it?
Welcome. I'm Potifria.
Are you sure and we did 281?
And I'm correct. Yes. That's Crystal.
My phone don't even fucking work.
Well, today is Friday the 13th.
Is it?
You're having quite a Friday the 13th.
Oh my God, that explains it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great...
Does it? I hope.
Probably not. You know the fucking story of my life. No, we're not. Because look.
Are you? 281 was poor people ornaments. Okay, do you want to go further with this or are you going to accept it?
No, I was pointing it out because then I need to go correct the post I made that fucking...
You put a number on it?
Yes.
Well...
270 fucking 8. I'm drunk.
278?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And fucking nobody noticed.
No.
I was hella sick yesterday. Hella sick.
Yeah, how was that?
Not fun.
Was it food, you think?
It had to have been the Taco Bell because I woke up, my stomach hurt, but I ain't thrown up. I ain't had no fever.
I hate to blame Taco Bell for anything,
it was the only thing I ate yesterday.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then the night before was Dots Pretzels, and I was fine after those. So yeah. It was definitely Taco Bell.
That sucks.
Yep. And then...
We all fuck up sometimes. I'm not going to hold it against them.
That shit was horrible.
Yeah.
When you get food poisoning and them stomach cramps, you know, where it's like...
Pain, yeah.
Oh.
Your insides are angry.
You throw up till you can't throw up. And I already don't eat a lot, so like...
Yeah.
It was like...
Dry heaving.
1.5 throw ups and then bile.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's awful.
And it burns. Yeah, it was a good time.
That's terrible.
And then we washed our bedding yesterday, including the pillows, so I didn't have my pillows last night.
Oh, God.
So I woke up with, like, my back hurting hella bad. I get up. I realized one of the ginger cats, who ain't allowed in my fucking room no more, pissed on my shit. Then I'm driving Stevie to school. I go to pick up. This happens all the time, though. I go to pick up my Full Throttle. It's brand new. Falls out of my hand. Lands upside down on my crotch. I'm driving. So the whole thing just pours out. My whole fucking ass was wet. I had to go in 7-Eleven and buy a new one. They probably thought I was on drugs and pissed myself because my hair was gross. I just washed it this afternoon. Then I'm deleting. I keep getting all these fucking spam texts. And I was getting them back to back. And I was just going through deleting them. I deleted our text thread that is like 10 years old.
Is it the whole thing or is it...
All of it is gone.
It's not just from when you got a new phone? It carried over?
It carried over.
Well, I think it can carry over again. The same way that... I don't know. Maybe not.
It's not bad. I checked my iCloud. My messages don't go on my iCloud.
There has to be a way.
I know. I told you I'm going to call Apple. I still am. I need to do it today.
Yeah.
But that's like years and years and years.
So when I die, you can't go back and reference
it. It's like
the longest
text thread I have.
You just freed up hella space on your phone.
I went and looked just yes. for fucking shits and giggles. It's like this much
yeah,
freed up.
Yeah.
I have space now
because
I was running out of fucking storage.
Well, there's a plus.
Yeah, yeah, I was really fucked up.
God.
Yeah, good times.
I just came from Home Depot. I was having a good time in there, so that's what I'm asking for Christmas is Home Depot gift cards.
Which is crazy because she's usually not a gift card person.
I know. I know. But there's a lot of supplies I like to buy.
And no one's going to know.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to pay for all of them. And I don't know if I could borrow any. So I was in there getting stuff. And I'm really excited for the stuff I'm working on.
We're excited to see it.
Like every day I've been starting something new, like this week. So I have hella shit simultaneously going.
Like 16 projects.
Yeah, yeah. The kids are probably sick of me, but it's like my goal to create like Pee-wee's Playhouse is what I have a vision of. Mm-hmm. Not specifically, but just like a really fun place where I live. And I can never find
very colorful
decor that I really want around the house and when I search for it. So like I'm a firm believer, if you can't find it, make it.
Definitely.
So I've been able to start that and I'm excited. Mark was like, your fucking landlord is gonna be like, what did I do? But I'm creating things that I can hang, or you know what I mean? I'm not like painting walls or anything like that. So
me.
Yeah. So because
I'm
not
to paint the fucking anything bathroom permanent. Vanity top in there.
That'll be nice.
It needs it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, who, I mean, and even if you are painting the fucking walls, you can always repaint them.
Yeah, I don't think I need to, though, because there's so much that I'm making. Like,
yeah,
to
everything
hang,
else
so.
Is so I think if you because everything is so colorful, I think the plain background
is good.
Yes,
yeah.
So that it all pops.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I have become obsessed with a mukbanger that I found. So now I want to do that. Right. I want to start doing that. She makes me hungry when I'm watching it. Her name is like Scylla or something. I was thinking I'm going to have Crystal reach out to her because she doesn't have a super big following. A little bit, but not hella, hella big to where she would like treat us like fucking like losers. So I was thinking you could reach out to her and maybe we could like have an episode with her because I want to ask questions and stuff. I'm going to show you. She's so fascinating. She's like from the South, I think. And yeah, that.
Why does her food that. Look good?
No, not really. I mean, she eats all kind of stuff, but not necessarily stuff
does she
I
tell
would
stories
eat.
While she's eating?
No, just the noises it makes and stuff are hella fucking fascinating. And I'd be all into it. So yeah, that's been
so
going
funny.
On. Mm-hmm.
I've been having stupid memories pop into my fucking head, and I don't even know if I should fucking share it on here, because you know people that know my mom listen and shit.
Maybe not then.
And I was on the phone with Will, and I was like, did it to be funny, but I was like, remember when? And he was like, no, 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 bitch, and was about to hang up on me. I mean, to give you the gist, it was a time where my dad whooped my ass and then started feeling my mom up.
Yeah, probably
fucked
not.
Fucked up.
Probably, yeah,
like, really
let's not.
Fucked up shit that, like, pops in my head. But Will was like, I don't remember it at all. But he was right by me. And I'm like, I did a really good job protecting you, so you should fucking, really fucking thank me, dude. Yeah, it's a bad fucking...
And brains are good about erasing things, I think, that we don't need.
For
sometimes.
Sure.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Mine fails.
It does us a favor. Yeah, yours has a glitch.
No, because I can, like, see what color nightgown my mom had on, like, what my dad was wearing, what couch that, like,
God.
All of it.
Yeah.
Really fucked up. Thank God it doesn't, like...
That reminds
me
issues. Of the kind of reminds me of the fucking dream I had. I had this idea because I was in a really bad mood yesterday. I've been in a really bad mood all week. I'll start off by warning you with that.
I can already tell.
And I want to get back on my meds, but I don't. I haven't taken them in a couple of weeks.
You feel like it's going to fuck your creativity up?
That and just like it's already fucking up so much. My sex drive, my creativity, my fucking like, I don't know. I'm not excited about taking them, so I'm on a little break, and then I'm gonna start taking them again soon, so that when I do take them again, I don't get sick.
Yeah,
but like sleeping has been an issue, and staying asleep, and you know, being able to fall asleep without fucking taking something. So last night I was like, let me try this, because when Alex was tattooing me, we talked about, you know, there's certain frequencies that you listen to that are hella good for sleep or creativity or, you know, health, like all kind of shit. So I searched, and 432 hertz frequency is really good for sleep and also like staying asleep and other things. It's a good one to listen to. You could search it up on YouTube, you could search it up on Spotify. That's what I did, and like just let a playlist run all night.
Is it like high pitch noise, low?
No, it's like you know, it kind of sounded like not elevator music, but you know, like a very soft, like you know, something like that. So like soft instrumental. So I'm listening to that and I'm like, oh, okay, hopefully like this will help me get some deeper sleep. Cause the hydroxyzine is not really doing it. And it says to take 1 to 2, but I'll take 2 and still get up and
your
be up.
Your body's getting like, used to it.
I don't even take it often. I take it like once a week. And so.
Cause it originally started out as an antihistamine. That's what that medicine was originally used
for. So when I first got prescribed it, it knocked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
That worked like twice. And then now if I take one, it doesn't really do anything. So I'll take 2 and then I don't really feel it, but I guess I'll wake up feeling like I slept harder than normal once I do fall asleep, but it doesn't make me fall asleep anymore. And I don't want to push it and take 3 because people have said, like, if you stop taking it, it makes you really irritable and shit like that. I just don't want to make it a habit. I don't want to form a habit with it. So whatever. I looked up the frequency. I put it on. I had these high hopes. I wake up to Peas telling me she's having a nightmare about bad sprunkies shaking me. Like, there's bad sprunkies and there's a mean cat and some. And I'm like, no, don't wake me up. Like, there, it's just a dream. Go back to sleep. Have a good dream. So then I have a fucking nightmare. And it's this mentally ill man with no shirt on wandering into my apartment. And he's like trying to rape Bunny.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to put a trigger warning on this fucking intro. So he comes in and he grabs her hand and he's trying to make her grab his dick. He has dirty ass jeans on. And I'm like telling her, just do it. Just do it. I'd buy some time because I'm trying to find my gun. So I'm encouraging her to fucking jack him off in my dream.
Oh, my God.
Scrambling. My hand is under my mattress. I'm trying to find my gun. It's not in there. Then I remember where it is. It's a nightmare.
This sounds fucking horrible.
So I wake up sweaty.
I would have wake up puking.
Peas is pissed, had a nightmare. I had a nightmare. I'm not listening to the fucking frequency again. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm gonna have to take a Benadryl or something and see if it helps.
Everybody sipping cups of fucking Theraflu with NyQuil.
Like, have bow. Like, what
God
the fuck?
Damn.
So we're not doing the frequency at night again.
Peace is like, don't you ever put that shit on again.
She said at one point, what's that noise? What is that noise? I said, it's just music. It's just me. Turn it off. Like, oh my God. Don't worry.
It was utter chaos.
Don't worry. Yes, she's worried about evil sprunkies and I'm
encouraging
Bunny
to touch
jack off the raper.
Wiener.
Yes, jack off the raper. We need time. Oh my God. He had like this
Bunny.
Blank look in his eyes and he was just like, I'm like, he's going to fucking kill us if I don't find it.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
That's a terrifying ass nightmare though. Like to be in the midst of it.
Yes. But I remember thinking, I don't want him to punch her. So like, just grab his dick, like play along for a second.
Yeah.
God. I hope I'm never in a situation where I have to encourage her to fucking do that. Or like she has to encourage herself to do that. I hope that never fucking happens.
It's a horrible fucking situation.
I was just like, why is my brain on that? Like, oh my God.
It's horrible. You know what made me have nightmares like that? A sleep aid fucking trazodone.
Really?
Some
people fucking suggested that to me.
No, if you want to have wild ass fucking dreams and bad nightmares, take it. I don't know what is in it that makes your brain.
They said that too. They were like,
crazy.
It does give you fucking crazy ass dreams.
Dude, an old
What's
friend.
What's it for? It's
sleep.
Okay.
So an old friend used to take them for sleep and she was like, here, you want to try it? I'm like,
for fun.
Sure.
Normally I would want that kind of dream for fun, but like, let the bad part be for me, not my kids.
Yeah.
I don't, if it was for me, it's like, whatever, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I did it two nights in a row because I wanted to see if it really was the meds. And it was. And that shit was fucking horrible. Not only that, I woke up feeling so hungover.
Yeah.
But I don't know the milligram feeling or anything of it. So knowing her, she was probably on the highest fucking dose.
I have fucking melatonin gummies. I'm going to just start eating those at bedtime 10. Or something. Those, I think those still work for me. I just would not want to take them too late and then be hella tired in the morning. Yeah. So I'm going to try to like take them early so I could. I've had hella sleep issues lately. It's annoying.
That shit really sucks. That's probably why you've been in a bad fucking mood all week. And you know what's funny is you don't even have to tell me when you're in a bad mood. The way you text feel is different. No, you don't realize it, but the way that you text is different. I can tell immediately when you're not you.
I love that for you.
I love it for me too because I know.
So you know how to stay act. Away.
I know how to fucking deal with you, you know, when you're like that. Limit the jokes and all type of shit. I know.
It's not fun.
But you want to hear some other crazy, a study I was reading on bodies. Mm-hmm. This is really cool, actually. Hmm. So a PubMed study was released and found that women who had their last child after the age of 33, you're going to love this for you.
What?
Who had their They're last dying. Child after the age of 33.
They die by 50.
No, bitch, worse. Hmm. Are twice as likely to live to the to age 100. Of 95.
Or 95. I read 100.
And then.
Yeah, that's awful. awful news.
And then, so that's compared to those who have had their last baby by the age of 29.
The one I read was by age 40.
Yeah, there's more.
To 100.
Yep. Women who gave birth after 40 were four times more likely to live to 100.
I'm going to be like my grandpa's. Yep. Suffering. Everyone's going to be gone.
Yep.
Suffering, miserable, bitter, fucking old person is what I'm going
to
be.
And so what they're attributing that to is something called, forgive me. It's microchimerism, microchimerism. It's a process that allows the transfer of cells between the mother and fetus. It's believed that fetal stem cells can cross through the placenta and enter the mom's bloodstream. These stem cells get incorporated.
So the baby's boosting me up.
Yes, gets incorporated into the mother's tissue, such as brain, heart, and liver. And it kind of is like regeneration.
It extends my fucking lifeline.
Alien shit.
It gives me more Mario hearts or whatever.
Yep. It re-ups your life.
That makes total fucking sense.
Isn't that fucking, it's kind of cool.
I was going to attribute it to, you know how old people that work, that stay working and shit live longer because like they have purpose. Yep. And so when you're stagnant, and you're not really, you're relaxing, you're not doing much, you die quicker.
You don't use it, you
yeah, if you yeah, don't use it, same you lose thing. It. So I was thinking, just an example, like my godmother, for instance, who is 70, she's not checking out no time soon.
No, God, but she stays looks amazing.
Fucking, and I think it's because she stays fucking busy on the go. Even when that woman is like down, not feeling well, she's still on the fucking go. Yeah. I was going to attribute it to that. Like babies keep us busier longer. Like babies later in life would push us to stay busy. Yeah. But no, you're right. The stem cell regeneration and shit. Thanks a lot, peace.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Your mom's going to be
I
by
herself. I remember
reading
that and I was like, this is awful fucking news.
Awful.
Yes, this is fucking horrible. Yeah.
The worst news.
God.
But it's just another way that we're aliens.
We are aliens for sure.
And that's fucking
for sure.
Crazy.
Because even when you're pregnant, like if something goes wrong, the fetus heals you and shit. Yes. It sends, you know, little fixers to take care of whatever ailments you have and shit. It's really cool.
Yeah. Something else that's really fucked up while we're talking about moms and kids. So a woman lost custody of her five-year-old and baby after test. This is in, I believe it was New York.
Mm-hmm.
After testing positive for fentanyl, right? After she delivered her baby.
Yeah,
I
read
here
this.
Is that the hospital is actually the one that administered the fentanyl via epidural when she was in fucking labor.
Remember when they did that to me when they almost killed me with it? Now, if they would have drug tested me the week I had peas, for instance, I would have tested dirty. They almost killed me.
They had to have fentanyl. Somebody stand by you and keep waking you up.
Yes.
Keep waking you up.
Because I was about to die.
And I had to tell them, don't give her no more.
We tell this story a lot because it was terrifying. And I remember being asleep, being in the most comfortable. Dying is going to be nice.
You were like, this feels so good.
It felt so, I can't even describe what it felt like. That has to be like what heroin or something feels like. So if you have any loved ones that have passed away from a fentanyl overdose, just know they felt really fucking good. When they left.
It was very peaceful.
I cannot put in words.
She kept wanting to go to sleep.
It felt like I was on a cloud. It was the most peaceful, relaxed, fucking nice feeling I ever felt
in my life. Her oxygen sats.
And an alarm kept going off.
Because your sats were going fucking below 80 at one point.
And so they kept shaking me. They sat somebody that kept like, don't die. You got a newborn in the next room. Don't die. That's terrifying. But if they would have tested me that week... Like, the hospital administered that. So,
how fucked up is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but I have a horrible...
And they took her kids? Like, can't she prove? Like, hey, I know you guys charged me $10,000 for whatever...
I gotta follow up on the fucking story because, for whatever fentanyl, I would sue.
Get an itemized bill from the hospital.
My fucking birth with Stevie was so horrible because of something like that. So, when I was pregnant with both girls, not only did I get... pre and post eclampsia, but I had horrible migraines to the point they were making, at one point they were making me go every day to get an injection of morphine. And I finally, and every time I'd leave, I'd vomit fucking violently. And I told them, I can't do morphine no more. Like, we got to figure something else out. You can't take ibuprofen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they put me on a low dose of fucking Vicodin, and I didn't want to take it. It was the only thing I could take. And I was like, it's going to make me sick. So they gave me nausea meds with it, right? So because of that, with my pregnancy with Stevie, I requested to see a high risk. They made me see one anyways because of the preeclampsia, but a high risk OB, right? Mm-hmm. High risk pregnancy OB. And it was an old ass man. I swear to God, he had to be almost 80. Okay. It was an old white man. And he was kind of a fucking douche. And, so, like, a week, maybe 3 days, probably about 3 days before my due date, I woke up, I had a migraine, I knew immediately it's preeclampsia again, because it feels like it's a migraine I've never experienced since, where it, like, squeezes your body fucking head. Your
body is, like, not happy.
And I was dry heaving, so I called my mom, and I was like, get me to the hospital, I have preeclampsia again, I need to get there. So they get me there, right? Mm-hmm. They put me in the ER. They give me a morphine with a fenugreek push. Fenugreek was supposed to be for the nausea, right? Morphine for the pain. They do it together. It causes my heart rate to go so erratic. They call a code whatever to the fucking ER because my fucking heart rate shot to like 200 beats a minute. Mm-mm. It was fucking horrible. I'm so drugged up. Like, I can barely talk. Then they come in, bitch. They get me up to fucking the labor and delivery floor. And fucking, I'm not shitting you. I was able to open my eyes for just a second, but I'm so high I can't talk. Charlene's sitting next to me. There's like 12 doctors in my room. Mm. And they're like, what drugs are you on? And I'm like, I'm not on drugs. I'm trying to tell them I'm not on drugs, right? And they're like, no,
what?
Your urine test is testing positive for... It wasn't hydrocodone, it was hydro something. And I was like, I've only taken what you guys have prescribed me.
So look into my fucking records.
Girl, this went on for like 16 hours of them coming in, but they had me so fucking doped up, I can't talk. At one point, I remember leaning over to mom and saying, when me and this baby die, fucking sue them, because we're going to die. That is not what they kept
telling. You were still pregnant at the time?
Yes, yes. Oh, and I was like going through preeclampsia. They were trying to tell me it wasn't preeclampsia. They were trying to tell me I was going through fucking violent narcotic withdrawals. I know what withdrawals are like, okay? Them wasn't withdrawals. They were accusing me of being on Dilaudid, telling me that I've been buying Dilaudid on the street. Bitch, I would know what a Dilaudid looks like to buy it off the street.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Finally, hours later, a drug counselor comes in and she's like, an old lady, and she's like, I just want you to know that I figured it out.
So you all owe me a fucking apology. All 12 of y'all come back in now and apologize to me. Line up and say sorry.
She goes, I pulled up the lab paperwork. And when hydrocodone, the Vicodin, breaks down in your system, mm-hmm. it will present like this, which can be mistaken for this, like some chemical compound.
So you had to come in and be an old ass chemist to prove that to these people that I'm not a drug addict with a baby. 20
minutes later, my fucking OB calls and because he was in the room and I kept saying, I'm not taking any drugs, like as much as I could communicate that.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. And to be so fucking drugged up that you can't advocate for yourself, right? And then have all these people accusing you.
That's terrible.
I can't even tell you how horrible that feels. And 20 minutes later, he calls and he's like, I just want to tell you sorry. And all I said to him was, I fucking told you. You guys were going to let me die because you really swore I was on fucking drugs. And I never was. And guess what, bitch? Preeclampsia. I had a natural fucking birth and had to stay in the hospital 8 fucking days after because it was so bad.
That's like prison.
Oh, my God. But for that woman's kids to be took for something y'all did.
Yeah. So her 5-year-old and her fucking newborn was taken. Like, imagine.
That makes me feel rage.
I hope she can sue because that's awful.
I hope she can hire Luigi.
Yeah.
Shit. That shit is angering as fuck. I switched my care after that. I never went back to that hospital because I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's fucked up when you get bad care and it just fucks you up from wanting to continue when you need it. You yeah. know, like there's hospitals I won't go to anymore because of that, or clinics that I stopped yeah. going to and started traveling 45 minutes away to another clinic yep. for my mental health stuff because, you know, that lady that asked me, did my parents meet in fucking rehab? Like, bitch, what? You. They never, bitch. Neither one. One probably should have went, but neither one have ever been to rehab. The fuck are you talking
That's
about?
So thinking about that now. Oh my God, how offensive is that?
To make that assumption and sit and ask me so matter-of-factly, like, I still want to hit her in the face. I Googled her, remember? And
did
she,
yours, bitch?
She was, like, from fucking Danville or something.
Of course she
That's
was.
That's where you should be working. Go over there. Transfer yes. there. Get the fuck out of Richmond and transfer there.
You need to work with people of your
demographic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to relate or
no.
fucking speak with people who live different lives than yeah. you. Because you're offensive as fuck.
It was awful. That visit had me in fucking tears. It was crazy.
Oh, I would have been furious too.
Uncrustables might be banned next month. Did you see that? The fucking
Why?
MAHA, which is Make America Healthy Again. I'm not mad about the red dye number 40 and all that might be banned also. But Uncrustables is on the list. They're like guaranteed, I think, getting Why? Banned on like Stinker's birthday on like January 19th or something because of the chemicals in them. They're not healthy. However, when you have a kid, like a neurodivergent kid that only
will eat
three
that.
Things, like this, we're down to like three things she'll fucking eat. It makes me nervous. I'm going to have to get just like another cookie cutter.
I was just going to say, we'll one. Just make them in bunches yeah. and freeze them.
I ordered one before and it didn't work. Like it wouldn't press the bread right.
Yeah. So,
but they have ones on Amazon and shit that were like a little more expensive. I'm just going to spring yeah. for one and try to make them myself.
But y'all make them and fucking freeze them for her.
Stockpile them. Yeah.
What it's I don't like scary. About Uncrustables is I feel like it's a little bit of a lie. Because there's still a crust.
Yeah. And she used to peel that off.
Me
but
too.
Now she eats it too. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But they're saying that they're really pushing for the red dye and all that shit to be banned, which I'm not fucking mad at. It's going to affect candy, cakes, soda, everything here. But hello, like anything is
Make
better.
My soda clear then.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, that chemical period in food and desserts and well, all kind of foods have
so
it.
So much
chips,
shit
everything.
Allowed here
is kills us.
Banned yeah, every in other
exactly.
countries.
And I always say I want to move to Europe or somewhere where they don't, you know, eat yeah. science projects for fucking food.
No, seriously.
So I'm not mad at that plan if they do push for that.
We have astronomical rates of cancer and we wonder why.
Yeah. And obesity.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And fucking probably mental illness from it too. Everything. Like it's awful.
No, for real.
I'm a new woman with new hair. I haven't recorded since I dyed it. I can't show you right now because when I take my hat
it's
off,
a mohawk.
I look like that movie Little Nicky with fucking Adam Sandler. You know what I'm talking about? When he has that hair, it looks just like that right now. So I can't take this hat off. But my old hair is back, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was time. We know what it'll look like when I stop now.
Yeah.
It's no mystery. I could always go back to that.
For sure.
But for now, I'm happy to have that back.
For sure. Speaking of mental illness, I find this crazy. Hmm. No blind person in the history of the earth, they went back centuries to look. No blind person has ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia or paranoid schizophrenia. Never.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
I wonder if because vision and visuals and visual hallucinations are such a big part of it, I wonder if that's why.
And then it said, yet if you develop vision problems later in life, it makes you more prone to developing schizophrenia.
Really?
Yeah.
So it has a lot to do with vision, I think.
If you're born blind.
I also think people are blind are probably super misdiagnosed because they can't see shit like that. So I don't really trust the doctors on that. I'm sure that there probably is, and they're just not diagnosed properly.
Well, you know, a lot of schizophrenia, well, I'm just going to go off Billy's case, was auditory.
Some are
mostly
audible hallucinations.
With him was auditory. I think only toward the end did he have visual, where he was like hanging out with dead people. And
yeah, I just think I don't trust the doctors here on that because look
at
how
terrible mental health system.
And because like people, girls can't get diagnosed for autism and shit, or adults, it takes until adulthood to get diagnosed with ADHD. Hey. I think that's probably false. And they just haven't figured it the fuck out yet. I don't know what monster you have on the side.
Dude, there's fighting going on out here. Something's going on out here.
There's an alien on the side of the building. God. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But
yeah, I agree.
I don't trust the doctors. I think they just haven't put it together yet for some blind people. They're probably diagnosing them with something else.
Yeah.
Because they can't. I don't know. I don't trust it.
Something that irritated me, I was seeing reels. I don't know how I made my way to this algorithm. Hmm. Reels of people saying avocado. Have you seen those?
Mm-mm. Are they mispronouncing?
I just feel like it's really disrespectful. No, they're saying avocado tastes like clean penis.
We've said that before. Years ago, we said that as a joke. And I've seen people say it. But now it's now like a viral
thing. I don't think it does, though.
I kind of do. I could see it. I could see the similarity.
No.
But it's like, have some class.
Clean skin doesn't taste like anything. My avocado has a good, I don't even know how to describe the flavor.
I would say I agree with the description.
I don't know what wieners you're getting, but clean skin tastes a little bit like soap after smell.
Yeah.
I just love.
Dick. Oh, that's what you were going to say?
No, bitch.
The taste
avocado.
Of dick skin?
Avocado.
You fucking love it.
Fuck you.
You don't want the comparison?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
Why is everyone a different person on Facebook?
What do you mean?
That should be studied. People are completely different people on Facebook. Like, I notice on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, people have totally different attitudes. It's like people are more proper. Is it because, like, people from school or family or whatever is more on Facebook?
I don't know. I'm just other as trashy online as in real life.
It's weird. And I'm seeing people that are wild on other social media apps just be very proper and, like, speak different, you know, type differently, word things differently.
Probably because Facebook's more people have family on Facebook. I'm going to.
Yeah, or colleagues or something. I don't know. There's something about it because I noticed a pattern with a lot of different people. And I'm like, y'all are very fucking different over here. You know, I'm not that familiar with Facebook. So like I am just kind of snooping around,
also
you know.
Notice, people tend to be a little more racist.
For sure.
On Facebook.
For sure. And what's that about?
I don't fucking know.
You feel safer to do that over there? I don't know.
But I've noticed that.
Yeah. Shit is being said over there that you're not saying.
Yeah. Because you're friends with both accounts on both social media sites.
Yeah.
And it's like,
huh, you're different.
You're a little
over
more
here.
Racist over here. And over here, you're like,
you try to be a little.
Hang with the homies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very
different.
I don't
different. Like that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
but I
even
notice
like,
it.
my fucking one of my baby daddies. Like, even really? Yeah, and I'm kind of like, not the racist part, obviously, but I'm like, what? Hello, you're different over here. And yeah, a couple friends of mine. I'm like, is your mom on here or something? Is your mom not over there and your mom's here? Like, what is you're different. Yeah, I'm just gonna point that out.
Yeah,
people are different over there.
I agree.
You are, from what I see, I just see you post pictures every now and then or like spread the word on stuff. But like, and I don't really post. I used to
write a lot, but we have the show. So yeah. I save it all for this. I don't want to,
double dip
with
stories. But I don't know. I don't really post on Facebook. I just promote, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And then like my IG posts carry over to Facebook automatically. So I don't just, write things specifically on Facebook, but people that do, I'm noticing it's different attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might need to look into that. What's the reasoning?
Mm-hmm. I listened to an episode of the OPL podcast, the Other People Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a dude. This was so weird to me. That's part of the Bator Bro community.
Bator Bro?
Bator.
What's that?
You want to take a guess what the Bator Bro community is?
Mm-mm. Tell me.
It's dudes that jack off together but aren't gay.
Oh.
Like a bro bonding.
I have an ex. All right. I have an ex that's gotten into that recently. Not super recently. But yeah, I learned about that world from him.
It's very fucking weird.
Yeah, and he, I think it's spelled Bator, Bater, like masturbator.
I just copied it off a website and it had it.
Because that's what it is, essentially. It's masturbator bros. It's a short
fucking version of masturbator.
And there was another something, but it's a community of guys that are really close. I'll just say that.
Listen, I
had never heard of it. He introduced me to that world and let me know he was a part of it. And I was like, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I never knew this existed.
Yeah. Do you think they're 100% straight?
No, fuck no.
I don't think so either.
No. I think maybe they're just not ready to come out yet.
That was my opinion on it.
They're putting their big toe in the water of gayness.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I think that's what
because
it is.
Because I love you dearly. I love you like a sister. I've watched babies be born. I'm never
fingering sisses.
Sitting in these chairs and going to town with you.
Uh-uh.
Never.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah.
So,
however, we have been known to
banging in the same room is different.
Even in the same bed.
And we were like fucking
kids.
Yes.
Very young.
Shouldn't have been doing that.
Would that be a form of it?
No.
I think it's the same.
That's more whore territory.
Yeah, you're right.
But
slutty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With cockroaches.
I was thinking it wasn't always in places like
no,
that.
No.
Some nice places too.
But that one just always pops into my fucking head.
Yeah.
I hope I lose my memory.
No, I think, you're right. This Bator Bro shit is wild.
Because I don't...
And it's very well hidden. Because how did I not know about it for so long?
The interview was like, it's just like bonding time with my bros. And I'm like...
Y'all bond very closely.
Very differently.
Very differently. I want to listen to that one because I want to learn more.
It's very hidden.
Yep. It's something I never... I know about a lot of kinks. I never knew that existed. And they claim to be straight. I don't know if they all, I take that back. I don't know if they all claim to be straight, but I know the ones that I saw that they had showed me were like straight guys.
Yeah, the guy they interviewed said it's not a gay thing. Yep, 100%. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Do y'all let gay guys participate? That's the question. I don't know. I'm all for some fun, so I'm not judging.
I'm not either.
It's a interesting thing to learn about.
I just don't think you can be 100% straight and beat your meat
with men in a circle.
No,
in a circle sometimes. Yeah,
Do you like have competition?
Yeah, so I think you could I think there's some friendly competition for sure. Yeah,
that's weird.
How long will it take, or how, I don't know, how quick you can do it, or
fuck the fucking 49ers game. Let's beat our dicks together.
Let's get some meat and cheese platters and fucking do that. Yes, have your bitch make a casserole and come on over.
And the other thing is they hide it. It's from their partners. It's very hidden,
I feel like.
It's very hidden from their partners, from their wives.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
You're not telling your bitch you're going to fucking beat it with your guys. Like,
me and Jerome are going to beat our dicks. I'll be back later.
I'll be back later.
Dinner ready.
Have some fucking, run me a bath. I'm going to be tired. Like, what? Yeah, it's interesting. I'm going to listen to that. I didn't know. I check in on that podcast sometimes because they have cool stuff. I haven't seen that one yet.
Another one I listened to, I found interesting. They had a few this season that were very interesting to me. Oh, it's a woman and she has a virginity kink.
Mm-hmm.
She only wants to sleep with men who are either virgins.
That's very manly of her.
Or have a very low body count.
Mm-hmm.
So,
aren't you a judgy broad?
You know, the dudes.
Well, why?
So, listen. So, the dudes that host it, you know, they're very decent dudes, right? So, they were like, they brought up the toxic bros that be all over talking about, I want a bitch with a low body count, blah, blah, blah. And so, they were asking her, like, where does your kink stem from? Hers comes from insecurity.
I was going to say, from not wanting to be able to be. Theirs does too.
It does. I thought it was very interesting how they both come from insecurity. Hers, and maybe it's the dudes too, but she said she's like worried about being compared.
Yeah.
She wants to be able to be the best.
And that's the same for them, for the men.
And she was like, but I don't shame anybody that has a high body count. She kept trying to reaffirm that so that she wasn't looked at like a toxic bro. It just makes her
comfortable, more confident to be with someone that's not.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She said she wants to be the teacher.
Yeah.
And because she's worried about being compared.
Yeah.
And it comes from low self-esteem and insecurity.
For some reason now, I'm not that mad at her doing it, but I'd be annoyed with men that do it.
Because they body shame and they call women whores that have body.
Yeah, you're right.
She kept saying, I don't care what people's body counts are.
I think she's being honest and they're not being honest with why they want to do it.
What's crazy is she has slept with, she said, if I had 5,000
people.
15.
15,000 virgins. 15,000?
15 dudes.
Oh, 15. That's fucking
And the hosts
nothing.
Were like, that's kind of high. And I'm thinking,
kind of high?
That's nothing.
That's a slow year.
She was almost 29.
15 in her life?
Yeah, I don't think that's high.
At all.
For being almost 29?
That's not high. We're whores. I don't fucking know. Don't compare to us, because my number's always going to be high.
I did like that the host said, I would never, both of them were like, this conversation is interesting to me because I've never even asked a woman their body count because I just never feel like it's mattered.
I know people that don't ask because they feel they'll never get the truth either, though, which is like, fuck you, bitch. You think I'm scared to tell you the truth? You think I give a fuck about what you think?
I don't know my number, so
good luck. I stopped counting fucking decades ago. Good luck.
12
You better just
ago.
Assume a million if you're fucking with me. Let's just do that if you care so much. A million, bitch. Now what? You don't want to fuck? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I bet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I see your boner, bitch.
I don't like that question.
No, because it is very unnecessary.
I would want to know because I want you to know what you're doing before you get on this ride. Don't be no fucking amateur. Maybe that's why I might want to know.
Yeah, she wants to be the best. She wants to be able to.
I'm not mad at that. It's all right.
No, and even though it is, you know, kind of the same thing, comes from insecurity, wanting to know someone's body count and being a make or break.
Yeah.
As long as
you're honest and you're not being insulting about it.
Yeah. She was like, whatever. I don't see anything wrong. She was like, mine is like 15, which is high to some people. And, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that
was
an interesting
15,000. 15,000? And I believe
1,500.
In my heart, I was like, it's 15,000. It's totally duh. Yes, it is. That reminds me, I just saw, I don't know her name, but there's this porn star, or she might just be a OF creator. She had sex with 100 guys in 24 hours. Uh-huh. Did you see her? She's training.
Bitch.
She's training in preparation for early next year. She wants to break the world record, which is like 900 and something in a day. She wants to do 1,000 and she wants to break the record. Bitch, you're going to need a wheelchair. Your skin, your pussy is going to blow up like a fucking balloon. Your skin is going to be so angry and tired.
And then are all those men expected to come in under a minute? I would think it would need to be something quick like that.
I don't think they might not even finish. They might not even finish. They might just get
just a port,
a turn. Yeah, they might just get to plug in for a minute. Because if you're letting all of them finish, bitch, you're about to get wore the fuck out. You're going to have...
You're going
to
die.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to walk. So I think maybe...
of banging that many, though, like...
I'm all for goals.
No, I feel like your pussy's going to be raw. It's going to be bleeding. There's going to be like 5 layers of skin removed.
Yeah. The friction of 100 dicks going in there is going to be crazy. They're all just really small. And like you just douse it, lube it up so it's like a slip and slide, and just fucking let them plug in. And
you gotta have a macro penis.
Yeah, a macro penis, and just lube that shit completely up.
Because god damn.
Yeah.
Let's see if she does it. But,
you know,
I'm rooting her.
Whatever.
I'm
rooting for her. Good for her.
Let's do it, girl.
Another thing that I'm fucking irritated about. I live really close to a bar. And I had like...
It's probably why you had the nightmare of the man.
I'd be feeling like, oh, that's all exciting or whatever when I moved. Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that'll
we were
be
like,
cool.
We're going to see bar fights and funny stuff.
It's annoying. It's lost its fucking excitement.
Is it?
Yeah, like it'd just be screaming. It'd just be unnecessary screaming to where I want to fucking shoot my gun out the window like the Wild Wild West and like have them disperse. Like it's enough is enough. Like,
do you want me to go talk to the bartender? You know I made friends.
What are they going to say?
They're going to say, hey, the baby's trying to sleep.
It's just a lot. But it's often, and it's all week long. They host all these fucking events and shit. And I'm just like, it's pissing me off. Just hearing grown men scream and play outside
for no reason
when people live all right there is very fucking stupid.
Go in the bar and scream.
It reminds me of when I was dancing, when I was a stripper in the city, there was an apartment building next door to the club, and we used to go on the side of the building, and there was a designated area to smoke cigarettes, and I smoked then. So we would go out there, you know, multiple times throughout the night, and we would try to keep it down. But of course, when the drunk people rolled in, they would be loud. And I remember the people telling me that the neighbors, like, don't get too loud. They had dumped spaghetti, a pot of spaghetti, on the fucking patrons one night.
God.
And I think about it every time the bar people are loud, because I'm like, bitch,
do we have a fucking jar of pasta sauce?
Do I have to get the pot of spaghetti off the fucking stove and
start throwing boiling hot water out the fucking window?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just, it's a lot.
I can see doing that.
Yeah. Could you imagine though, if you were one of the dancers and you were out there and spaghetti got dumped, I would probably
fucking... Night's ruined.
Yeah. And I'm going to fight you. I'm going to beat...
And you just fucked all my money up.
Yes.
For real.
My outfit is fucked up. My hair and makeup. Like,
ruined.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
You got noodles in your heels.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yes, a mess.
Nope.
But, you know, it sends a message.
It does. I just think in your case, like with your insomnia, you finally getting to sleep and then someone screaming and waking you up.
The only good thing is they're like gone by 2, you know, because of, you know.
You're like, I'm well awake at them hours.
Yeah. So if I could just like bear and, you know, deal with it until 2 o'clock, I'm fine. But like, God forbid, I want to go to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm like,
just
fuck.
Kidding.
Yeah. I don't think the kids hear it. They haven't complained at all. But
kids sleep different.
Yeah.
Lucky.
I do. I hear it all the time. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
I'm a really light sleeper.
There was a funny situation the other day. I was arguing up and down because watch how the fuck you talk to me, to this fucking insurance agent stinkers dealing with his fucking claim. So,
you didn't tell me the outcome after you spoke with the...
Basically, they want him to, they're like settling with the other party, even though they're declaring it a 50-50. I'm like, why are you paying them anything?
It's very obviously a scam.
Yes. Very, very fucking obviously a scam.
If you do scams or you know tweakers, you know.
You know. So I'm like, why? Why are you paying anything? So they're like trying to press me to have him have Stinker sign off on this affidavit saying he doesn't have any other coverage. So the motherfuckers can't get paid. Yeah, but it's also
admitting fault in that fucking thing. So fuck them.
They want to make sure that they can't get paid. So they want to know if he has any other coverage from any other policies, whether it be work or, you know, does he drive at a job or on his parents' they want to know if they can get paid from any other fucking policy, basically, before this company settles out. So it makes me hella mad. They sent me these forms and it's like very abrasive, the wording and shit, very admitting fault. I read it. That's the demand letter. So that's not actually what he's signing off on. He's signing off on an affidavit saying that there's no other policies they could get paid from. But because they included that demand letter, it rubbed me the wrong way. And they're like, well, that's what they do. They send a very rude fucking demand letter, but you're not signing off on that being true. Okay. So I'm telling him, I know that. I get that now. Like I'm reading it. I see it's a separate document altogether. I get that. He fucks up telling me you don't know what you're talking about.
Now we have a problem.
I know he's not signing it now. I know that you just fucked up and now he's not signing it. That's what I do know. So figure it the fuck out. So they start telling me.
Who trained him in customer service?
Because you are supposed to be covering Stinkers.
You're supposed to be his cheerleader, bitch.
I said, why are you rolling over and fucking paying them anything? And I start telling him, you should be fucking, I use the line, roll that shit up and stick it in their fucking ass. And I sit up, I'm getting hella mad. I know he hears me splashing violently because I'm in the bath yelling at him. And he's just quiet. And he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, the fuck I do. Now I'm splashing everywhere. I'm so fucking mad.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well,
I'm throwing the shampoo
It's not
bottle.
Getting signed. I said, well, maybe we need to consult an attorney then because I don't agree with you fucking paying them. So
what he said,
the way it ended was, well, I'll just see if we could get this signed with or get this resolved without his signature. I
good.
Said, good.
You should have been doing that.
And I hung up in his fucking face. Figure it out. What are you going to do?
Because what do I pay you for?
He tells me, well, you know, if they want to put together the money to go to trial.
Good luck, bitch.
For a kid that has no job, that doesn't own anything.
That's
do you think they're really
right going
to pay for to have an attorney take it to trial to get nothing? That's not very likely that that's going to happen. But if you're so confident, figure it the fuck out. We're not signing shit. I'm so
Jesus
irritated.
Christ.
Drop him, whatever. He don't own any fucking
assets. You ain't
getting
juice from a cactus,
no,
bitch.
You're not. You're not. It's so fucking irritating. But I was just laughing after I hung up. I was thinking, I know he was like hearing me splash all over while I'm screaming at him.
Mallard?
Yes. Violently
he
splashing.
He was like, she's insane.
Cussing him the fuck out though.
Good.
Like,
good.
Whatever. I'm tired of people scamming people and fucking, no, I'm not, we're not admitting anything. We're not signing anything. If you want to be dumb and pay, which is what I, in so many words, told him, that's on y'all. Don't
you
ask him
shit.
You
could tell the shit was a scam when his medical bills was like $5,000 on the paper, but then it said future medical costs $55,000. You fucking yeah. tweak for a fucking minor dent.
I mean,
like you guys.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Stinker sustained most of the damage.
Yes.
This guy had a broken light and like a dent.
A
minor dent.
Not even a big dent. I mean, no. Like maybe went in an inch.
I know car insurance fraud very well. My dad
Thank
was the
you.
King of that fucking
right.
shit. He was causing accidents with me in the
Left
car.
Left and right.
To get double fucking paid. Like, trust me on this. I didn't tell him that, of course, but I was just like, listen, I know a tweaker scam when I fucking
yes.
see one. Like,
and oh my God, not to mention the car dude's in is like fucking 35 years old.
It's like a fucking 91 Camry.
Bro.
Like, be for real, please.
With dents
please
everywhere
be
already.
For real. Yeah.
He was like, come up.
Exactly.
Come up.
It's so angering.
It is.
Like, figure out a way to scam without fucking, I don't know. They did say that it wouldn't affect his premiums, but I'm like, we had to total out the car because of that shit. He can't carry a real policy now anymore anyway. Like, fuck it. Leave him alone. Fuck
and
it.
Then stupid ass motherfuckers like that scamming are the reason fucking part of the reason our insurance rates fucking are
in
so
the
high.
State of California. Yeah. It's bitches like you.
Scammer nation.
Yeah. Tired of it. Learn to scam, right?
Right.
Stupid bitches. We did make some bingo plans that I'm cozy about. Excited about. Cozy plans that I'm excited about. We're going to wear sweaters.
Yep.
Drink endless coffee.
Yep.
And
speaking
hopefully
of
win
coffee,
some money.
You guys remember last week when she brought up Jingle Bear? I literally went to the Goodwill. I think it was the next day.
I manifested it.
The Goodwill in Santa Rosa. And I went to the coffee cups. I always look at coffee cups.
Like what?
It was
How?
The only vintage fucking cup. Look
I've
what's on it.
I've never seen a Jingle Bear anything in the thrift.
Never.
So for you to see this like the week of us speaking about it, that's craziness.
It is.
That was a wonderful surprise.
And then I got myself this one.
Oh, I love that. What's it say?
Cigarettes and coffee.
That's great. Look at his face. He looks like he's tweaking.
Yeah, it's
from the caffeine.
It's a small artist too.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
That's a great cup.
I know. It was a score.
Yeah, that was a come up.
It was a score.
Yeah, be careful what you speak on because I manifested somebody's husband that I can't even fucking stand the other day. Out of nowhere. I just mentioned them and there they are.
Great.
We were like, oh my God, shut up.
Great.
Elves were out making deliveries.
I was just going to say, you guys have no idea.
You have no fucking idea how that went.
Listen, you know I'm all about the fucking planet and the environment. So I was like,
the smartest way to do this
and
would be,
for local deliveries would be, I have so many plastic Safeway bags.
Bags and bags and bags of bags.
And then she's writing the names on the bags. And had nerve draw hard on him when she
fucked up.
I was like, this is so fucking great.
So if you got one, you better keep that forever if you got one.
So on
but
brand.
But you can reuse them. You know, like one of our listeners said she could use it for tie-dye that she makes, which I think is so cool.
Garbage cans in the house.
I save all the fucking bags for the garbage can liners.
Me too, bathroom garbages.
Yeah, for sure.
We do cat litter box. We use them for that.
So a lot of people got their merch already if you're in the Bay Area.
With an added gift.
I was just crying laughing. Like, we didn't even ask if this is okay. We're just
showing up
at
people's houses.
Like, people are gonna be like, I'm never ordering anything from them again. They came to my fucking house at night. We didn't like knock on doors and be like, hey, we just, you know, made a friendly drop off and left. But
fucking one, I was like, I'm gonna get shot.
Yes.
Fucking, oh my God.
Yes.
Because we couldn't find the address. I'm rolling back and forth between like
over
three houses.
And over.
In fucking nighttime, okay? I'm finally like, okay, that's the house. I jump out. Our listener's man is standing in the doorway. There's no lights on. The porch light's off. And he's standing there with his arms crossed.
Probably ready to kill us. Yeah.
Ready. And then I'm like,
that was hilarious.
Hey, so-and-so. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then it was like total demeanor change.
No, but we were looking for the address for so long. I know we looked crazy.
So suspect.
Yeah. But we were able to take care of those. It didn't take too long.
No, it was fine.
Yeah, we still have a few more that we might drop off unexpectedly in the night.
Yep.
And then, of course, we'll ship the rest.
For sure. So,
but I think that was a good way to knock those out.
It was. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was funny, for sure. What else is funny is we're driving. I'm listening to my book on tape and she's on her phone and her Instagram. I was like two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
Just fucking totally content.
Yeah. I don't need conversation. I like comfortable silence.
For sure.
Fucking do your own thing. Let's go.
I need to find out who the killer was.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy. I need to know. We have patrons.
Oh, wait. We have a lot of packages.
Oh,
I think
God.
We should knock this out first.
Okay.
So these came from the P.O. box. I don't know how long they've been there. I know P's had a lot of shit from Daddy Robin.
It's usually her P.O. box.
But I don't think this is, like, this is Pat and Crystal.
Okay.
This is from Rosano. I don't know
it's
what
this is.
It's
always so exciting when you guys send us stuff.
Uh-oh. Cinnamon churro flavor seeds. These are seeds.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Oh, These are dill pickle.
Yum.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is cool.
Backyard barbecue.
Yum.
Wow. Buffalo ranch.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh,
I'm excited for these. What a nice surprise.
Yeah, this is fun.
Buffalo ranch again and another one of the dill pickle.
Oh, so we each get one. How sweet.
Dear Pat and Crystal, I had extra and wanted to share. I know how much you both love sunflower seeds, and I thought you might like the dill pickle flavored ones. I love you both so much, and I hope you enjoy. Love, Rosario. This is Rosé on IG.
You are what fucking a pleasant wonderful. Surprise. Thank you so much for thinking of us.
Yes. Thank you.
That's hella sweet.
I'm out too. You know, I'd be running through like a bag every other night, so thank you.
I'm gonna open this card. Oh, what a sweet little family portrait. Look
amongst the trees.
This is from the Pompeii family,
from our family to yours. Thank you or no, not thank you, Ty. I'm like, thank you very much.
You're the best, we love you.
Ty, Hannah, Maverick, and Onyx.
How cute.
Those are great names, guys.
Yeah, they are.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sending us a card.
This is really sweet.
Open this one.
Here we go. It's the most wonderful time of the Aww. Year. It's for peace. Duh.
The magic of me, my magical foods. It's an Indian lady.
That's exactly what she fucking needs.
A carrot and a fucking little boy.
The
and
magic
some fruits
of foods.
And vegetables. This is great.
Oh, how cute.
There's no name.
Maybe she'll want to try something.
We're
new.
Reading this as soon as I get home.
She has to read it every night.
Every fucking
and
night.
And do a book report on it.
Every single night.
That's
I don't know
so
who
sweet.
Sent this. Thank you, whoever sent this. That's like the best gift she could fucking
no,
get
No, for
right
real.
Now.
That's really sweet.
Some magical foods.
She fucking needs it.
Yes. Okay, this might be one for her.
Always.
So, I don't know. If there's five fucking packages for her, that's a lot. There, I didn't even bring out the
it's
other
It's always
ones.
For Santana Banana.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, no. This is for us, honey.
Is it?
Intense dark sea salt almond chocolate.
They're like, no, that was for peace.
That's my favorite. So
it is. It's not mine. That's definitely
don't
for
play
you.
With me. Black licorice. Have some, please.
That's it for you.
Junior
this
mint.
This is for you.
Pistachio trail mix.
Yes, definitely for you.
These are studio snacks.
For you, for sure.
Gummy bears, exotic fruits, and
that I'll eat.
Firecracker popping candy bar.
That I'll eat.
Sea salt, a dash of chipotle, and popping candy crackle in dark chocolate.
Maybe.
Thank you.
Very
sweet. We love this. This is from Daddy Robin. Thank you so much.
Daddy Robin.
Did we open that yet?
I don't know.
No. I don't know what this is. When things come from Amazon, they don't be having notes all the time. Oh. Oh, my God. You guys are great. The
I
adventure
love it.
Of flavors. Listen, we're having school when I get fucking
this
home.
This is so perfect for her,
the
though.
Adventure of flavors and Carly tries new foods.
That one. As soon as you get
this
home, let's start it.
Look at her.
Look at Peace, Carly.
Look at Peace with her sweater on, eating pasta.
Doing her head no, going, I'm only eating this fucking Uncrustable.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is great.
How cute.
Oh, we're reading
You guys
these.
Are so
thank you guys
fucking
so
thoughtful
much.
To send these for
Dude,
the baby.
She fucking needs them. Thank
for
you.
For sure.
Oh, I love that so much. Thank you guys.
Yeah, she definitely needs those.
That's great.
Thank you guys yeah. so much for sending the baby stuff.
Right now.
All right. We have new patrons. You yes. get to read them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That got cranberries on it?
Pomegranates. And there's like a, it's good.
I'm usually a more savory pistachio girl.
Okay. Emily Umanzor.
Yeah, no.
Tabby. Nico Rise. R-I-E-S. Cody McDermott. Yvonne Jenny. Angela Jaleesa. And Allie Val. Thank you guys so much.
So much.
We love you. I hope you've been catching this bitch's lives.
Those are all my besties in there.
I got a notification the other day. I tried to join it because I saw you were live. And it was like, sorry, you can't join the live from the account that's hosting it.
Aw. So we can't do it together. Mm-mm. You can't even listen when I'm doing it? Damn.
I could just see as the responses come in. I could see the feed, but I can't hear anything.
We need to create a free account.
I went on there and I said, bitch, you better not be pissing on live. Because they were talking about going pee. It was like a pee conversation. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Fuck no. I was like, it's getting muted because this isn't for free.
I told them that I couldn't hear anything. Maybe. But if I make another account.
We make a free one. That way we can join in. When each other's.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always cool. Fun on there.
Do you have any pulled up already?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a lemon gummy bear. It was gross. All right. I'm not a lemon gummy fan. Okay, here we go. Not my bingo game sending me notifications like, come play. And blocking the right.
Do you play for money? Is it for real money?
Yeah.
Bitch, delete that shit.
I'm good at it, but I haven't played it in months.
Oh, my God.
I think I have like $45 sitting in there from playing and winning.
Great.
I'm like a speed player. You know, I love bingo.
Okay. That sounds fun, but I want to do in-person old lady bingo.
Yes, with coffee break.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, beautiful ladies. First, thank you so much for everything you do, the time you take, and the community you've built. I thought I wrote this in already and sent it earlier in the week, but it must have been a fever dream because it's literally nowhere to be found.
Oh.
I wanted to thank you both for the safe space you provide to your listeners. The episodes you create are something we all look forward to. I've been listening to you guys since 2020, and you've helped bring me out of dark times. December 4th marks 5 years since I left my toxic baby daddy.
Good girl.
High five. But also trigger warning, the day I found out about the loss of my friend and her daughter due to domestic violence.
I'm sorry.
In 2019, I was out of the state and received a message from her cousin asking if I had heard from her in the past couple days. I let her know it had been a few days since we talked. The next day, she messaged me saying she's so sorry to be the one to break the news to me, but the vehicle that was burned with two bodies inside was her and her daughter. Her husband had shot her in front of her oldest daughter, who was 13 at the time, called the two younger daughters to bring him towels to try and clean it up. He then drug her body to the car and forced the 13-year-old daughter to come with them. He drove around with them for a while, then made the daughter go in the gas station and buy a can of gas. He took them to a vacant lot near my home at the time and then shot and killed the daughter.
Oh my fucking God.
He then set the car on fire with both of them inside. We never even got to lay her and her baby to rest properly, and it breaks my heart every time I drive by the lot. He faces 100 years in prison with no possibility of parole. His sentencing is set to take place in 25.
God.
You guys make me feel less alone in this fucked up world and bring joy and laughter with every episode you post. This time of year, more than ever, I appreciate your episodes so much. And I'm truly grateful for the time you take to make an impactful yet lighthearted podcast. The world needs more amazing women like you, and maybe it would be less fucked if there were. Wishing you both blessings and prosperity in this upcoming year and an amazing holiday. Thank you. God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you're fucking dealing with that.
That's heartbreaking as fuck.
What a coward.
I hope he gets the max, and I hope he's tortured in that motherfucker.
I hope someone murders him as soon as he touches down.
Oh, my God. You want to read this one? Mm-hmm. So there's actually...
Tried new foods.
I tried them fucking sweet pistachios. Oh, here, I'll do this real quick. At the ER with my dad and just saw his wiener. Why does this happen, Crystal? He keeps trying to talk to the nurse through a closed door. Bahaha, I'm dumb and misspelled wiener and it auto-corrected to queer.
Oh my God.
Side note, so much respect for caring for those that are sick. Week 3 of both parents in the hospital. I'm fucking tired. Lindsay, welcome to the I've seen my dad's dick club.
That's awful.
It's fucking That's hilarious. Fucking
awful.
You'll get used to it but eventually. But I hope
they're better. Yeah.
You'll just be like, fuck.
The man who recently murdered that CEO was caught here in my little city. Luigi?
The fucking babe murderer?
Yes, the wonderful babe for the people.
Yes.
I've written before and told y'all how I live in a little city inside the Appalachian Mountains. The defense attorney this man hired from here, Tom Dickey, is our best defense attorney. And if you've seen his dumbass on TV... Great. And if you've seen his dumb ass on TV, that says a lot.
He's fucking great, though.
Anyway, we've all been cracking the fuck up at him on the news because most of us know him personally. Never thought this is what would get good old Altoona on the map. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. What a small world. Imagine.
Little ass fucking.
I hope he's doing a great job and I fucking hope he gets him off.
I hope they do jury nullification.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Just free him.
I'm doing a birthday shout out for myself. I'm turning 32 on December 10th. Your birthday just passed. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I always cry on my birthday because it's a reminder of the passage of time and I'm just in my feelings lately.
Yep.
I have a job in the public school system, a master's degree, a nice house, and a husband who I love so much, Aww. But also want to strangle sometimes.
Same, girl.
I'm so grateful for this life I've worked hard for, and I'm so thankful for your podcast. Mm-hmm. I love you, too. Happy birthday to me. That's from Gina.
Happy birthday, Gina.
And I'm so thankful you're here with us, and sounds like you have a great fucking life.
I get the passage of time being sad.
Focus on the good.
Yeah, because the other day, Mark was pulling up videos of the girls when they were little, and I couldn't even watch them. I was like, turn it off. We were both like, turn it off.
What are you up to? Why are you trying to upset us?
Do you want me to cry and fucking go lay in bed?
Yeah, when I see videos or like, I skip over them.
Yeah, fucking,
I don't want to see that and be sad.
Seriously.
Hi, Theas. This is my first time writing in, so let me just say thank you for all you do. This podcast has brought me endless laughter, many tears, dysfunction to bond over with the loved ones I share y'all with, and just simply give me y'all to turn on whenever I'm feeling any type of way because I know no matter what, listening to y'all will always uplift me.
Oh, Thank you. I love that.
I'm here today feeling shame because I've been telling myself to write in for the past month. November 21st was one of my best friend's birthdays. Mm. And I've been wanting to shout her out on the pod and have just life been in the way. Oops. Sorry to you, Abby. I love you, baby. So here it goes. Her name is Abigail. And she is the horniest Scorpio in caps that I know. Let me tell you in caps, laughing my fucking ass off. We met back in the summer.
Horny Abigail.
Going from fifth grade to sixth grade at summer school. We instantly hit it off and have been besties ever since. We've gotten into disagreements, but definitely have never had anything close to worth ending our friendship.
Good.
We're ending our friendship over. She moved to Texas in high school and had my niece, Abilene.
Mm, what a cute little name.
Yes. Abigail and Abilene. That's so cute.
It's really cute.
And then moved back and got pregnant with my nephew, Chooch.
How cute. While pregnant.
She convinced me it'd be a great idea to take out my birth control. Why wouldn't we want to have kids at the same time? Young and dumb at its finest, but nevertheless, I love my son and shout out to her because he probably wouldn't be here if not for her convincing.
She's like, just do it.
I can't see who this is from.
So there's a follow-up in the email because she accidentally sent it before she was done.
I just
done.
Pulled that up. Yeah, I think the follow-up I just pulled up. Hold on.
Yeah, I think I'm an idiot. Forgot to pull it up.
Nope, I have something else. Because this I've is seen not it in from there. That. This follow-up is definitely from...
Hold on.
Someone else. This okay. Is, the follow-up is to the one with the two towels, like, brought the towels for the murder. Oh. That one has a follow-up.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. I seen it, and I meant to grab it, and you know me. I probably started Googling squirrel videos or something. Okay.
Oh, it's a fucked up book that I see.
Okay, hold on.
Fucked up and sick, and she thinks I'll love it, so thank you. I'm definitely going to look into that.
You're like, fucked up?
Yes, perfect. Love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to finish it or you want?
Oh, I'm not sure what happened, but my submission somehow got sent before I was done writing, and I completely brain farted remembering where I was. I know I was wishing Abby a happy birthday, so to finish that, I'd just like to say, having Abby be in Texas while I was living there a few years was a lifesaver, to say the least. Mm-hmm. The two-hour drive from Austin to San Antonio never stopped us from making drives to each other when the mania was going crazy. We've had so many fun adventures together, and I know we will create more soon. Abby, I love you. You're one of my very best friends, and I'm so thankful to have you around. I'm sorry you joined the Dead Dad Club this year, aww, but I know we all find solace in knowing he's no longer in pain and living miserably in a hospital. Yeah. He's always with you. Always will be. And I know he's more proud of you than ever handling your mommy biz while simultaneously being a badass woman in the blue collar field.
Love that.
That's awesome. You're the reason I'll never let anyone tell me they can't, because you can and you do. I know I'm late as fuck with this birthday shout out, but let's be real and just realize where we're bonding over most here. Dysfunction. Happy birthday, Poppy. Te amo con todo lo que tengo mi vida. Happy birthday, beautiful. Moi, love Lexa, your bestie for the resty.
Oh, happy birthday.
Always and forever, free Palestine, Congo, Hawaii, and everyone else under attack, being held hostage by bitch-ass colonizers. Love you, Crystal and Pat. Thank you again for all you do. What a sweet writing.
Happy birthday, and we love you too.
Yes, and I love both of y'all. Friendship.
I love it. The fact that she was able to convince you to fucking get knocked up with her. That's a great real time. Friend.
Take your fucking birth control out.
Go fuck someone and get a baby with
Do
me.
Do it right now.
That's fucking hilarious.
Okay, that's hold on. Some
friendship shit.
Did right. you order makeup?
I did. I ordered because I need a new foundation, and you know how my face is so hyperpigmented. I'm like,
girl, don't be putting our fucking business.
I had to put it somewhere email? Where I would remember, because I don't check my own. But I ordered, you know, my face is like 16 different colors.
Yeah.
And
is there one that changes?
Yeah, it's a Korean foundation that it goes on white and then adapts to your face.
Science.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I want to see if it works.
Yeah.
You could probably try it too, because, you know, it's one size fits all. Yeah,
that's good.
So let's see if this works, you guys. Hold it better on. Fucking work. And, you know, plus we're, you know, BDS, so fucking I can't order Il Makiage again.
Yeah.
Because I liked their foundation, but...
I did too, but fuck them.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny today we've gotten two different... vagina fucking sponsor that's opportunities. So funny.
I'm yes. like, keep sending
we
them.
We won't say the names yet, but it's funny because they're vagina related. And I'm like, we got to get these bitches tuned up.
So
it's
great.
It's the universe telling us.
Can't wait. You're like, they owe us. They owe us.
At we've this been. Point. Yeah, yeah, we've been. Why not get paid for it?
Yep. Agree.
Sorry, I was just trying to see if...
I know you're waiting for daddy. It won't be long. Shorty, be patient, cause I'm coming for you. Riding dirty on 85 slow. That song is okay. in my head.
Hey ladies, long time listener since Purple Taser. Oh, first God. Time writer. Although I've interacted with you both over the years, I've had so many accomplishments over the years, graduating college at 31. That's amazing.
Hey.
Beating cancer at 27.
Oh, I love it.
Had great success at work, not recently, but I've just found myself in a slump these past 4 years. Oh. I felt like I was at the peak of my life, and now I just feel like my life is on a free falling down slide. I recently got out of the hospital for a 5150 hold for suicide ideations, gained 150 pounds in the last 2 years, and just feel like that fight isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, how many times can you keep getting up? A million.
A million.
Do not give up on yourself. Any words of encouragement to keep fighting? As a gay man without family, I really feel like y'all are my big sisters I can look up to for advice. We are. So any words of encouragement or get your shit together, bitch, would be greatly appreciated. As soon as my income is steady, I'll be back on Patreon because I miss the clubhouse. Oh. We got you. Much love, Drewski.
Oh, Drew, we've missed you.
I fucking manifested this fucking today.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Okay, this is getting a little scary.
It's getting fucking scary.
Drew, we fucking spoke about you earlier today.
Today, we had a conversation about you, and I was like, I fucking dropped the ball and forgot to look into this.
We need to do it.
Jesus Christ, it's getting weird. Drewski, really weird. Listen, bitch, get your motherfucking ass up. You have accomplished so much, and you're capable. Don't ever give up on yourself. You could give up on a man. You could give up on a fucking...
Seriously.
Hobby. A job at any time. Do not give up on yourself.
It's okay to be in a slump, but yes, you got to pull yourself out.
If you feel like maybe meds would help.
The gym is good for both mental and physical.
It is, for
it's
sure.
It's so hard to get there. We know firsthand.
Executive dysfunction is a real fucking thing. It causes a block on a lot of shit, but you have to push through. Just force yourself to push fucking through.
Like, oh my God.
Please. And we love you. It's so crazy. We were just talking about you. That's even more sign. Get the fuck up.
Seriously.
Tighten up. Lock in. I think
that's so crazy.
Yes. Lock in. And we're going to fucking reach out to you very soon. Today. I'm going to save the email right now.
We love you.
This is crazy. This was sent to us from our website.
This is the third thing. Third thing.
In like 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We're going to be fucking millionaires. So that's there it is. I'll just say it.
Love it. Because we are.
Yes. And we're going to take care of all of us. All right. Hey, Theas. I'm writing in for some advice. I've been with my husband for over 12 years and married for 6. Don't piss me off with this.
That's your warning?
A few years ago, I started some butt play with him. All right.
Love where this is going.
Like a finger during sex or head. He loves it. And I do it occasionally.
Wait, up his butt or her butt?
His.
Okay.
He loves it. And I do it occasionally, but not every time we have sex. I'm assuming it's his. We'll find out.
Okay.
A few months ago, I picked up his phone. I'm sweating.
Oh, here.
Not because of this conversation. All right. I picked up his phone. I wasn't looking for stuff. I couldn't find the damn Amazon remote, and I needed the app on his phone. And I saw that he was watching trans men, man-on-man porn. Trans man-on-man porn. Okay. I didn't say anything because it's just porn. Today, I came home early unexpectedly and found a dildo and lube out in our room. I confronted him about it, and he says he's been using it on himself for about a month, a few times a week. Why the secret, though?
Yeah.
Okay. He swears he doesn't see anyone else, and I truly believe him. He asked me to use it on him, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. He has a kink for not being in control because he likes to be tied up, which I'm down with. Somehow, this feels differently because it's something I physiologically don't have. I'm open to trying it, but what if I don't like it? This is now something my husband has admitted to enjoying, and I want to be open and accepting, but I'm having a hard time. I would really appreciate your advice. Thank you for giving us a space to even get feedback on this type of shit. I love you, and as always, free Palestine. Yes.
It's really hard to separate mental from physical sometimes, especially for people that aren't into stuff like this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
so the good news that I was going to say is if you're not into it, then he continues to do this shit mm-hmm. when you're at work. He's not out seeking a partner for
it. Like the last one that wrote in and oh my God.
Yeah, so you're good. I would say try it. And if you're not into it,
be honest and tell him.
I have a sex partner that has asked me to do finger shit with their butt and I don't want to do it. And, you know, it's weird because I have with other partners in the past, no problem. But with this partner, it's not going to be like that for everybody.
Because I think sometimes it will change the way that you look at somebody, yeah. even if you don't want it right. to.
Just, and it's hard. It's weird for me to try to explain that, which I haven't to this person because they know that I've done it with other people. But all I can really say is that everything is not the same across the board for every partner. No. And so the dynamic is different with different people. People are different. So like, it's not going to be offensive even though you have done it before with the finger shit, if you're not into it, just tell them you're not into it and for them to handle it. You know, they've been handling it and hopefully, you know, don't have a problem. Continue. It doesn't sound like they're pressuring you to do it. So
yeah,
stumbled on that.
To kind of explain it a little more in depth, if you have like a hyper masculine dude you're fucking with, him wanting you to put a dildo up his butt is going to make you, he's not daddy anymore.
Exactly. And some people I want to be the submissive one with.
Right.
Don't flip it now because right. now I can't flip it back once we do that.
Now, if you're not all hyper masculine and I don't look at you as daddy and we fuck and you want some up your butt, fine. Yeah. No problem. Let's do it.
Exactly.
But if you've already
you can't established really do both, I feel like.
You're the submissive position. Yeah. With someone that's dominant.
Yeah.
Mentally, it's hard to stay.
And it's not impossible. I'm not saying that, of course. Right. But for me, it's hard to switch. And it really pisses me off because I have a partner, somebody in my life that wants me to switch all the time. And it's like, bro, I can't do that. Like, you're going to have to be paying me. Like, I can't fucking do it. Like, to switch like that, like, if it's a personal thing, I don't like to switch. I settle into whatever I'm comfortable with most with you.
Yes.
So your concerns about this being something that you can't provide physiologically, I get that, but definitely. Don't worry about it because like you said, they're already handling it. And
there's always the Bader Bros.
There's always encouraged Bader Bros. It's a safe place with bros, with his bros. Go with your bros. I'll make a casserole and a meat tray and you go with your fucking bros and handle shit.
Right. No, but he can always masturbate.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that they're, I think you know this already, but it doesn't mean that they're seeking out a partner that can physically provide that because like, just the truth is a lot of straight guys like butt play. They have
their prostate
is in there to activate like
orgasm city. Yeah. Baby.
The universe made it that way. That doesn't mean that they're seeking out somebody else to do it with a body part. Yeah. Toys are cool. A lot of people have fun with toys.
So I say, give it a go.
Yeah. And then decide if you like it or not, then tell them, handle it.
Yep.
Hold on. That might be it.
Let me see. We've been rolling a minute, girl.
How long?
Almost hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Hour and 26.
Good. Hold on. I think I have something.
I will now.
No, you're not. Do my concert. You're fucking not.
I will close us out.
I'm going to start. Hymn. I have Bunny's Christmas list here. That's not what the fuck I'm looking for. That's not
the write-in.
It's not what I'm looking for. Where the fuck is it? I thought I screenshot. Oh, you guys hear
Zach tap dancing?
No, you know what? I think we have one in the messages on Patreon is where I saw one. So let me go there.
Okay. Oh, my throat's doing the chortle. You heard it?
No.
That fence is making me nuts. I'm about to go out there and fucking stack cinder blocks next to it. Shit. We were joking, saying the neighbors over there putting in a glory hole.
Hold on. Let's
put his fucking dong through. I know you're waiting for daddy. You won't be long. Be patient, shorty. Coming for you.
I lied. Sorry. When it was just somebody asking our favorite colors.
Dirty on.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay.
Tricked you.
Just kidding. Oh, I can't wait to read her these fucking books when I get home.
I'm so excited for mm-hmm. you. You have to record it. Yes. I hope she kind of takes to it. And it's like, I want to try. And it's like,
look at these cute kids trying stuff. Let's try stuff. Let's be like them.
They get money.
Let's be like them. They're cute.
They are. All right. Thank you guys so much
for the support. And I hope you're having a good holiday time. And
let us know on YouTube in the comments if you would be okay with what that write-in was just about.
Yeah. I'm curious to know
if other people are able to mentally remain the same or if it would affect how they look at their partner.
Yeah.
Very curious.
I think for the most part, we're all on the same page when it comes to being open-minded, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But when you're actually trying something, especially if you've never done it before, that could be weird. It sounds like she's never used a dildo on anybody.
Yeah.
So that might be scary.
Definitely.
Let us know. We'd like an update, if you don't mind.
I would like to close this out by saying when I was 15 years old, my boyfriend that was much older than me that I was banging asked me to do it. And
listen, 15 years old and I was not 15. Sexually experienced. 15
Fuck
years
no.
Child. Asked a child to fucking.
And he was fucking over 21 and he just presented it as it being so normal. He was like, are you ready?
What was my reaction? You didn't do it, right? He just asked you to do it. And
he kept asking me to do it. Kept
pushing about it.
Then he was like, spank me. And I was like, I think I'm going to break up.
I think you hit him. Slapped him. I think you slapped him or something. And I was like, just do it. Just fucking slap him. Little me, of course. Slap the fuck out of him.
You're like, spank his butt.
Yeah, just do it.
Fuck it. Yeah, he wanted me to be daddy. And, you know, I like to be submissive.
And you're a child, and this is a grown-ass man.
No, really.
And he wanted you to be little daddy. Yeah, yeah. Little fucking daddy.
It's like, I don't want to wear a strap on.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know the first thing.
Listen.
Our lives.
That was wild. All right.
Good way to wrap it up.
Yep.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Good night.
Nobody's left us a Christmas review. So
not yet. So
nobody.
I don't know how to take that, but.
Do you want to give us a gift or not?
We'll see.
That's the gift we want.
We would like a review. Think about it.
Thank you guys. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to everybody.
All you horny fuckers. It makes sense because I'm realizing a lot of birthdays lately. Neil, Jen, not saying Jen is hella horny. She might be. I don't know her in that capacity. But Neil is horny. Neil's a December baby. Fucking a lot of people are December horny fuckers. Yep.
Carolyn.
It checks out.
All right. We love you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
Mm-hmm.